Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I thank you for coming on the line today. I'm so excited. Transformation Begins With You is hosted by Harvest Girls International, Incorporated. Harvest Girls is a women's empowerment organization designed to empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. You can check us out on our website at www.harvestgirls.com. Well, listening audience, I am so excited today. First of all, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. I know that we're all winding down from our week and just looking forward to the weekend. It's going to be awesome and it's going to be amazing, but it's even going to be more amazing because I have with me on the line someone that is going to be appearing here in Indianapolis at our annual white party for Harvest Girls International. It's going to be held June 20th. Let me get her on here. Okay. June 20th at the Indianapolis Marriott downtown. It is a white party that we do scholarships. We do scholarships for young girls, our girls, who we empower, and girls in the community. We give them college book scholarships, and we send them on their way to college with some empowerment. We also do community awards for people in the community that we believe that are empowering people and making a difference and making changes in the world as we know it here in Indianapolis, Indiana. But on the line with me is our featured entertainer for the event, none other than Grammy-nominated, Dove Award winner, Stellar Award winner from the group Trinity 5-7, who now has her solo career. I have on the line with me Angel Taylor. Welcome, Angel. The Transformation Begins With You.
Hi, Miss Chris. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on. She calls me Miss Chris. Isn't that precious? I think that's so sweet. and it just shows that, you know, when you're trained well and raised well, you know better, you do better. Is that right, Angel?
That's right.
That's right. Well, thank you for being on the line today. Our listening audience is out there. If they're not listening now, this is archived, so it can be played over and over, and we'll have it out there all day today. So for those that could not listen at work or, you know, they were tied up and couldn't get on the line, it will be archived and out there. It'll be on Facebook, Twitter, and all over, so everybody will be able to hear this interview. Well, Angel, let me tell you, I'm so excited to have you in our city in 2 weeks. 2 weeks you will be at our white party, and I'm just excited about that. Yeah.
So am I.
So we're reaching a totally different generation. The generation that we're reaching now, they know nothing about Trinity 5-7. Not when I say nothing, but maybe they just know just a little bit about it. Why don't you, for the older audience and the younger, because I know my children, I probably should have bought stock in Trinity back when, because CDs and CDs and CDs and downloads that I had to pay for because my kids were so in love with the message that you and the other ladies brought to the table with your group. Tell us just a little bit how Trinity got started. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you navigated to this solo career, because I want to talk really a lot about you being solo. Now, can you just kind of take us through that journey a little bit?
Sure. Well, we started out, we were all initially from New Orleans. Chanel and I were the two original members, and we went to high school together. And after we graduated, she asked me if I wanted to be a part of the group. I'm like, sure, okay. You know, not really having any idea what it meant to be a gospel artist, you know what I mean? I just thought, okay, just you know, like making any other records.
right.
And so we were signed, and then our first single was God's Grace, and it did amazingly on radio and in sales, and our first album went platinum, and it was just a very exciting time. We had no idea that this isn't normal. This isn't normally what happens, you know, with gospel artists, so we had really no frame of reference. So, you know, I just wish we had known that this is amazing. During the time, we just thought, oh, this is what happened. And then from there, we were together for about 18 years. And we, you know, we still will do a show. If things come up, we'll still do shows and appearances together. But we both decided that it was time to pursue those solo artist dreams that we had and that we've had for so long. You know, it was something that we'd always wanted to do, and we supported one another and loved one another enough to say, yes, go ahead, go and grow. You know, we've served and we've done Trinity 5-7, and we can really feel good about the legacy that we're leaving and comfortable going on and building something new and building something else for ourselves. So does that kind of sum it up?
Well, that sums it up really well, Angel, but I want to really talk about this solo project. It is
okay.
Amazing. Can you just tell us where you're going with this? What is this journey like? Because, okay, it has to be different. You were,
mm-hmm.
There were three, then there were two,
yes.
Now there's one.
Yeah.
So
yes.
You've made the transition. So now,
mm-hmm.
How has that been? Has that been something that has made you a little, were you nervous at first? Were you a little uncertain? Or have you always been positive and sure that this is what you were going to do? And, I mean, just tell us a little bit about this solo. And then let's talk
mm-hmm.
about the music in the solo project as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we both did, but I felt a little bit nervous about going into the solo thing. I felt very excited, too. It was extremely exciting the first time going into the studio knowing that I am creating songs and creating music for my first solo project. You know, it was very empowering. I had the power to make all of the creative decisions. I didn't have to think about what someone else might like or want to say. It was really amazing to know that I could really just pour from my own heart and whatever came out was going to be the end result, you know. So that's very empowering, and it just felt very freeing, you know, because when you're with a group, you have to think in twos or threes, and, you know, you have to be open, and you also have someone there to kind of take the hits with you.
yeah.
And if something good happens, you share it with them. If something bad happens, you share it with those people. So it was scary, and it was also freeing to know that if this is good, then it's going to be all me, and it's going to show me that God has anointed me personally for something. And you know, one of the things that I always thought about when I was with the group is, man, I can't wait for God to bless me individually. Seems like all my blessings come in threes, you know, and then it seems like all my blessings come in twos, but I just was waiting and looking forward to that personal thing, the mission that God chose me personally for. I've always been looking forward to experiencing that and going out into the world and accomplishing those things. So that's where I am now, and the project is all about love. It's Love Angel. I've kind of restarted and I've kind of started over because by the time I finished the EP, which was going to be five songs, I felt like I'm in a different place now. And I kind of want to create a little bit of a different sound. The same subject matter, still going to be about love and all its facets, my relationship with God and family and friends and romantic love and just the loving beings that we're supposed to be. I've always wanted to do music that focused on that. And, you know, I think that's one of the cool things about Trinity. On our records, we always had a love song, you know, and a lot of times in gospel, people didn't really embrace romantic love and, you know, talk about that. So that was something that we were always very interested in. So I will have some of that on my project, too.
Well, that sounds so exciting. Are you going to be doing any of that new music when you come to Indianapolis June the 20th? That's something that I want the audience to know. You'll be doing what type of genre of music will you be doing for the White Party?
You know what? We're going to have fun. I'll be doing a little bit of everything for the White Party. I will be doing some of my new music and, of course, some of our Trinity classics. I can't get away without doing those. Those are always requested. But we're going to have a lot of fun and, you know, do some R&B. We're going to reminisce and do a little bit of Aretha Franklin. And, you know, I don't know. We're just going to have a good time. We're going to be with the band and singers, and that's always the best place to be, is on a stage, being able to share your gift with people and making somebody smile, somebody get up and dance, or somebody change, some sort of change in their heart or their mind. You know, I just really live for that. So I think we're going to have a great time.
Oh, I know we will. We'll have a great time. Everyone will be in white. Let me ask you, everybody's been asking me, are you wearing white?
Listen, Jimmy has been fussing at me for the past 2 weeks or so. Yes, I will be wearing white.
Okay. That's awesome, because that point to really set the stage in the room, because we have almost mandated everyone to wear white. So we were giving you that option, but we thank you that you're on board with us with the total white thing. So that's going to be amazing. That's going to be so you all heard it. Angel Taylor is wearing white. So everyone, please, please show up in your all white. That's going to be amazing to see everyone on one accord. And it represents unity. And it's just a fun theme, you know, white party to have. I just want to talk a little bit, Angel, about your voice. I have to say, one of the most outstanding soprano voices of your time, my time. I don't think there's anyone else out there that sounds like an Angel Taylor. Just the range. Some people may not even know the range that you have, and you'll be able to, I mean, just this solo project will be able to show, like you said, who the real Angel Taylor is individually. And I think that's going to be an awesome thing. And it's empowering, like you said, to be able to individualize yourself with your gift and with the anointing that is on your life. So I just want to tell you I love your voice. I just think it's one of the most unique soprano voices that I have ever heard. I've been singing basically all my life. And, of course, you can see I'm in the lower range. I've always admired higher ranges because I never could get there. So I'm just saying to you, I just think you have the most fabulous, fantastic voice. And I just know God has truly blessed you with that. And I just thank you for using it as a tool and an instrument, you know, to change the lives of others. I want to talk a little bit about now just some things you'd like to do. Some of our young girls will be listening to this radio show, and just want you to say something to them, you know, about embracing the power of you. We talk a little bit about inner beauty and self-esteem and those kinds of things in our classes, and we try to build them from the inside out, and women too, because even though we're women, we still have issues sometimes. Could you talk to us about just inner beauty, being who you are? You know that quite well, going through being in a group and now individualizing yourself. Tell us, you know, how do we empower ourselves to just love who we are and embrace the person that God has called us to be?
You know, I have to first start by saying I have a great mom and also a great dad. But my mom taught me from I was a kid. I didn't know she was teaching me anything, but she told me I was beautiful every day. She told me my hair was beautiful, everything, you know, if I didn't like something or I complained about maybe my hair being different than the kids at school, I didn't like this. She always told me, you're beautiful, you're the most beautiful girl, you have the most beautiful voice, you know. So I grew up believing that I was it. And, you know, she never gave me the impression that I was better than anyone else, but she gave me the impression that I was very special. I was a very special girl, and I was very gifted, and I appreciate her so much for that. And it's very unfortunate. I meet people all the time who grew up completely different from me, and they didn't get that reassurance and that, you know, those affirmations, and it's a struggle, you know, and I don't get a huge amount of opportunities to talk to young girls, but I am passionate about them and about their hearts, and it means a lot to me when girls come to me and say that they've been encouraged by my music or something I've done or something I've said, and that happened a lot throughout my career. But, you know, you just have to embrace who you are and love those quirky things about yourself. Of course, every time I look in the mirror, I do not see perfection. I see, you know, maybe this jiggled a little more than it did. I got to run a couple extra miles for this. But ultimately, God loves me the way he created me. And, you know, I just have to remind myself to see myself the way God sees me. And it's so not about the physical, and it's so not about our shortcomings. God doesn't really ask us what we don't have or what we don't feel equipped with or equipped to do. He gives us an assignment or a mission, and he says, this is your calling in life. And I'm not asking you if you feel like you can do it. I'm telling you that you can, because I've given you everything that you need, and I've created you to be this person with all your shortcomings and the, you know, things that you see as faults. And so I just have to remind myself of those things quite often, you know. But that really helps. So, and I think we're all kind of the same. I think we all go through those times where we don't feel worthy of this, or we don't feel good enough, or we compare ourselves. But as long as you have something to kind of fall back on and remember, God created you to be you. He didn't create you to compare yourself or be someone else. I think that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. And you are sounding exactly like a Harvest Girl, because that's exactly what we tell our young girls, and that's what we tell our women, identical. Yeah. And we did not practice this. This was nothing that we said we were going to talk about. You just came from your heart, and it's the exact sentiments that we have. And so that segues me into the next question. What made you decide to do the white party for Harvest Girls International? What really touched your heart about wanting to come and help us raise money for scholarships and for our self-esteem program for young girls?
Well, you know, first off, just being able to be a part of something on my own, as a solo artist, as a single person, you know, I feel really blessed that I was asked to come out and give and share. So I'm excited about that. And then my best friend is your son. There was no way I could say no to Jimmy.
And you know, it's so funny, because I said you can answer that any way you want. I wasn't going to bind you to, you know, make you say that. But, yeah, absolutely, yeah. So it helps to have a connection there, absolutely. But I know you have followed us, and I know you know about Harvest Girls through my son, Jimmy. And I know you know the passion that I have through him telling you about it. And it's just an amazing cause. It's just amazing that you said that, yes, you would come and you would do what you could to help. And so I just want you to give a plea right now to those people who might be on the fence, who say, oh, I might get a ticket, I might not get a ticket. Could you just encourage them? Because we're almost sold out, actually, but we have some tickets left. So would you just give a plea to those people as to why they need to come to the white party on June the 20th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Indianapolis Marriott downtown? The website that they can get the tickets at would be www.harvestgirls.com. So just give them a plea as to why they need to come. Go ahead and get those few tickets that's left.
Absolutely. You know, I urge you to come out. If you are trying to make the decision or decide, you know, we're going to celebrate. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be, I feel like I'm going to come in there and be blessed. I always go intending to bless other people, and then I end up being the one who was blessed and, you know, just being surrounded in love. And I just think that's what it's going to be. I think it's going to be a love fest, and we're going to appreciate one another and have a really good time, listen to some really good music, eat some good food, and have a great night. So,
yeah, we're
going to
have a great night.
Yeah, what more could you ask for?
That's right. And plus, we're going to get to hear a little bit of everything in the genre, the music genre that you're going to bring to us, and we're going to be able, like you said, to celebrate those cover songs that you're going to do, and the Trinity and your Trinity songs that you're going to do, and also your new solo project records. And so we're just going to have a great time. So, okay, let's say this, Angel. We can both agree that if they miss it, they're going to just miss it. If you, you can't, no do-overs. You just have to be there.
Right. You just have to be there.
Well, Angel, I thank you so much for coming on. This has been a great time. I told you it was going to go really, really fast. And before we, I got into some more stuff, it was just time to go. So I just thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come and to speak to us, to empower us. You gave us a wonderful, empowering message. And I'm just excited. This is going to be all over the internet, so we're hoping that thousands will be able to listen to the empowering message that you gave to not only the girls but to the women, and we just thank you. So I'm saying to the listening audience out there, go out there and get those tickets, www.harvestgirls.com, and the tickets are on sale now online, only a few left, so hurry, hurry, hurry. That is June. That's Saturday, June the 20th, 2015, in downtown Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Marriott. And you don't want to miss it. There's a white carpet walk. There's going to be raffle and auction items, music, live jazz, doing dinner. It's just going to be amazing. So you don't want to miss it. Have your face in the place. We won't be able to tell you about it. You just have to be there and experience
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm excited. So, Angel, until we meet on Saturday, June the 20th, God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. I wish you health and that you may prosper.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Chris.
And to the listening audience, as I always say, until we meet again, remember, transformation begins with you. Bye-bye now.